Well, it's completely unjust what is happening at the minute, and basically farm families are being robbed of their assets through the Fair Deal system. Currently, if you are receiving care under the Fair Deal system, there you have to pay a contribution towards that. That comes from the value of your family home. But it is capped after 3 years, so the maximum amount that can be taken from it is 22.5%. If you're a family farm, if you're somebody who's worked the land, provide for your family and supported your community, then the entire amount can be actually taken towards the contribution of your care under the Fair Deal system, because there is no cap after 3 years. And this is completely unjust. It is something that the IFA, and particularly a particular farm family in Donegal, has championed nearly a decade ago. They have got to the point where they have convinced government that something needs to change. But 3 years on, after the government have indicated that change is coming, we still haven't seen the change that is necessary. We still haven't seen a cap of 3 years put in place so that farm families and small businesses would be treated the same way as the family home under the Fair Deal scheme.
There have been soundings since 2016 that change is on the way, but this is of little comfort to those who need the Fair Deal scheme and are left in limbo as a result of these delays.
Yeah, look, the reality is that somebody who is in the Fair Deal scheme since 2016 has lost another 22% of the value of their farming asset, because they have to pay 7.5% every single year. And so this is individuals being fleeced. It is a complete unjust situation in terms of family farms. And, you know, these are farms that want to be passed on to, you know, to a son or daughter to take over that tradition and to continue working the farm. And sure, we need to support more family farms as opposed to seeing more and more family farms closed down. I've raised this issue with the minister just last month. The minister tells me that he's bringing forward legislation, that it'll be before cabinet in May. But what we need really here is action, because for 3 years now we've been pushing this government, and for 3 years they've dithered and dithered and we still haven't had any change. And yesterday myself and Senator Padraig McLaughlin met with the IFA in Donegal, and we heard the frustration at first hand from farmers and from their families in relation to what is happening into their assets that have been worked up not only by those families but usually by their forefathers before them that have handed down the assets, and to see that now disappear through this unjust tax that has been placed on family farms and businesses through the Fair Deal scheme.